And if Democrats are going to keep their majority in the Senate, they will need to hang on to a few critical seats they hold in conservative states. Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana has one of those. And like some of her colleagues up for re-election, her support of the Affordable Care Act could be the big challenge to overcome this fall. Mention that health care law in Lafourche Parish, and this is what you'll hear.
I don't like Obamacare. If she's supporting it, I wouldn't vote for it.
That's Al Williams, an oil worker. He was one of many people who talked to NPR's Elsa Chang. She traveled down to South Louisiana to see if voters there define Landrieu by Obamacare or by her two decades in office.
There's a sprawling, twisty live oak in Galliano, Louisiana. You'll see it when you're driving down the bayou. The Cajuns here call the old tree Chenokouan, and nearly every day, from sunup to sundown, you'll find a group of retired Cajun men sitting on swings beneath the branches, just talking life and politics. The man who's been gathering them lately is 75-year-old Stanley Gisclair.
So how many years have you guys been gathering under this oak tree?
About 50 years, 60 years, something like that, boy. How long have we been shooting the bull at that with the tree? About 55?
50 years.
That other guy is Bo Broussard. He's not Cajun, but they let him hang out here anyway. Broussard says for years, people running for political office have visited this oak tree.
They don't run without coming here because that's good luck here.
Old campaign signs are still hanging all over the tree trunk. Broussard fondly remembers the last candidate who stopped by.
He brought some white beans, and later they were delicious. Ooh, yeah, I'd vote for him just for them white beans. Yeah. I don't even remember what he's running for.
It will take a lot more than a pot of white beans to get Broussard to vote for one particular candidate this November, Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu. The deal breaker for him was when she voted for the Affordable Care Act. Now, Broussard has all kinds of problems with the law itself, that it's wrong to force people to buy insurance, that it will make businesses hire less. But there's something else that bothers him. The law is the signature achievement of President Obama.
Did you vote for Obama in 2008?
No.
Why not? So that was before Obamacare. Why did you
I don't vote for black people, lady. No, ma'am. I don't vote for black people. They got their place, I got my place. That's the way I was raised.
So how much of you that doesn't like Landrieu is really about you not liking Obama? Are the two inseparable
no.
in your mind?
Uh-uh. If she hadn't voted for Obamacare, I'd still vote for her. Oh, no.
That's what did it.
Because she helped the people.
Because she helped the people. Voters in Louisiana acknowledge how much Landrieu has helped her state. But she's associated with two things many people here resent, the health care law and the president behind it. So the challenge now for Landrieu is, can she persuade those voters to forgive her by convincing them she'll deliver for her home state in other ways, like for oil and gas, the largest industry in the state? You can find a lot of oil workers who want to keep Landrieu around if you travel down to Port Fouchon on the Gulf of Mexico. This is where Louisiana's offshore oil and gas industry is concentrated.
Did y'all have a shrimp salad and a Fouchon burger? Which one had which?
This is Cajun Buffet, the lunch place for the oil workers here. Chad Plazon says the key to winning his vote isn't political party.
To tell you the truth, it don't matter which way I am. If I like who's running, that's how I vote. If they're going to do something good for South Louisiana, the oil field and the shipping industry, it don't matter what I'm registered as.
He says he's willing to overlook Obamacare, as much as he hates it, because of all the ways Landrieu has helped his industry. She's pushing to increase Louisiana's royalties from offshore oil revenues. And he remembers how fiercely she opposed the moratorium on offshore drilling right after the BP oil spill. He was really grateful for that.
Yes, ma'am. Because we work on the supply boats. If the supply boats don't run, we don't have a job. So it's kind of, off field don't work, we don't work.
Landrieu's also just become chair of the Senate Energy Committee this month, a position that will give her even more influence over the industry. That's a detail Harvey Robichaux says will earn his vote.
She has done a lot of good, and she has a lot of seniority, so I would be willing to vote Democrat because of that seniority. And I wouldn't want to give it up.
But that seniority will not prove as helpful with other Louisiana industries, like shrimping. Up the road a bit is a marina in Leeville, where a lot of shrimpers load up on ice before they head out into the Gulf. Paris Williams runs Chack Bay Lady, his 62-foot shrimp boat.
All right, can you help me up?
Yeah, just put your foot in the hole and climb over like that.
Williams' family has been shrimping for 5 generations. He says they've seen the business go through some really tough times and that Landrieu hasn't done enough to help them. The stress really started to build around the year 2000 when shrimp imports shot up.
It drove the price of the shrimp down to hardly nothing, where we could barely make a living for quite a while. This year is the first year that we're starting to get a decent price.
And Williams says that good fortune had nothing to do with Landrieu. A strain of bacteria ended up killing off loads of foreign shrimp, so his business rebounded. But once the bacteria problem solved, he says shrimpers will suffer again. Now, Landrieu's office points out that she has protected shrimpers. She successfully pushed for import duties on shrimp coming from parts of Asia. But Williams says it didn't help much, and it certainly wasn't enough to make up for her support of Obamacare.
I think she's been there too long. I think she's too comfortable. I think it's time for her to go.
When Landrieu became one of the most vocal critics of the botched rollout of the health care law, Williams says he couldn't help but notice Landrieu was just trying to save her political skin in true Louisiana form.
You know, she was for him, but now she looked like she's kind of crawfishing, you know.
What does that mean, crawfishing?
It means backing up. That's what it means, backing up.
This far from Election Day, it's not clear how much backing up she can do, or even needs to do. She's already a 3-term senator from a prominent political family. Obamacare came along just 4 years ago. Mary Landrieu's political history with the state goes back nearly 9 times as far. Elsa Chang, NPR News.